Hey, Thane.
Josh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. I think we're both talking to each other then.
I'm trying to finish something up. I answered because it's the second time you called. You've been really wanting to talk to me today.
Yes.
Can I call you in like 15, 20 minutes?
Oh my gosh, I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna have to wait. It's really blue-balling me here.
Yeah, it'll be.
It's like you put on a sexy dress.
All right,
and
I'll
then.
See you soon. Konnichiwa.
What? Are they doing two segments? Well, that's just stupid.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey there. Dude, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Why you ask that?
Oh, because, I don't know,
because you wasted 15 minutes of my life?
What?
You feel bad about it?
No. I mean, one, you should listen to the whole episode.
Why?
Amazing. Why? Well, I don't know. Was that awesome at the beginning? Okay, so it's one of my favorite podcasts, right?
Yeah.
And they mentioned our podcast on it.
The podcast that you're no longer doing, that you told me that you're no longer doing the last time we talked, when I asked you if you're recording me.
Yeah, no, isn't that what I always say? I always say, no, I'm not.
And you said, no, I'm not over with that. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a lie.
Well, I thought that was our shtick. I thought you knew.
No.
You've asked me 100 times, are you recording this? And I always say no, but that always means yes, I am.
You mix it up a little bit. But yeah, that always means yes, you are. So
yeah.
Anyway, moving on. I can see why you like... I get it. I mean, they're fun to listen to. It happens to be my least favorite format when it's... Despite how charming they are,
yeah.
A bunch of people sit around just kind of like laughing and making jokes and talk. It just feels like I want either, like, information or the story. And what I love about Reply All is their humor is kind of thrown in here and there, like a fine caviar. Spread all over everything.
Yes.
Which, that's fine if that's your taste, but for me, I just can't do podcasts like that.
Okay.
I can see why you'd like it, though.
So the Australians with their podcast, We Fact Up, they talk about...
We Fact Up.
Yeah. Awesome. And they take on a topic, they don't use the internet, they talk about their dumb ideas about it, and then they look up what the actual reason for whatever the fact is that they're investigating.
Yeah, it's a fun idea.
And I wrote into them and they
are you recapping for me or
I'm
guessing you're recording.
No, I'm not recording. Anyway, so
I know what happened. Okay. Go ahead. You sent in a thing.
Yeah, so I sent in my message, and I expected them just to read my question. I didn't expect them to read all that other stuff on air, but they read the whole email, and in the email I didn't tell them. I was trying just to tell them, hey, I'm doing a podcast, and you guys were kind of an inspiration for it. That's all I was trying to say. I didn't expect them to say anything.
It was so much funnier for them to make fun of you.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it was.
Although you did say, you know, don't listen to it.
I did.
Of course, they did not.
Well, that's fine. That's great. But they just reverse psychology their entire audience into going and listening to mine. If somebody tells you, don't do this, you know the first thing you're going to do is like, I want to do that now. Why do I want to do that? I don't know. But they told me not to, so now I have to.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Well, we've already seen it. Like, I've seen the numbers.
No.
Yeah, we have a huge bounce. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
For how many how old is that show?
That show came out, a few days ago?
Okay. And the bounce happened within
right
that
afterwards.
Time?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay. Can you tell if any of those were sticky connections or if it I guess you'll be able to tell.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell once we actually start. But we need to put new episodes up, so I've been working on them anyway.
Okay.
But
and by that, you mean you've been recording me.
Right. And no, I just last night I sat down and worked on them. So editing and stuff.
You're in business mode today. You're being serious.
So in business. Yes, because here's my question to you.
Oh boy.
I've done my part. I've gotten my favorite podcast to mention us on air. So I just need
you to
get...
I've done my part by just being hilarious and charming on the phone. Naturally me. So we're
that's
even.
Part. No, we need you to get your favorite podcast. Which one is it again?
Well, I always make my favorite, but I like a lot.
Yeah, okay. You know the one I'm talking about. We need to get you to have them mention our podcast on air. So.
Reply All?
Yeah.
They're not going to.
No, all you have to do is do it. Just step up to the plate. Come, send them a message that's so enticing, so intriguing that they can't refuse not to.
No, they're not going to. But let's see here. Every little thing might.
Yeah.
If I have an interesting question for them.
Okay.
But it starts to feel a little affiliate marketing, like I need to take a shower.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me ask you this. Have you ever, what's it, every little thing?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever sent them a message before?
No, I don't have time for that. Everybody else can send the messages, and I listen passively as I'm driving home or to or from work before
okay.
I sleep.
Your first message, you're right, you shouldn't message it. You have to create a relationship with
you.
They have to know.
How about this? You compose, you do it, and then I'll put my name on it.
Okay.
And then it'll be like, we're both doing work.
You mean, I'll be doing the work, you'll be putting your name on it.
Well, I'm putting my name on it is...
That sounds very...
putting
sounds
your
very,
name on something?
Yeah, that sounds very
is
politician.
A big deal.
Very politician of you.
Like, especially when you're famous with the Australian podcast fans like I am. Putting your name on something is big, I'm here to tell you.
You're not famous with Australians.
There was a huge bump in our listenership.
Huge
recently.
Bump. Huge bump. It was bigger than a small anthill. So,
okay.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just feeling so good tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. Beth and Kai are out of town for the week. It's pretty quiet here, and I'm getting a lot of research done that I've been kind of wanting to do.
Oh, research. What kind of research did you need to do?
Well, I'm always researching something.
Are you starting a new business model?
No.
Are you looking into schooling?
I don't know if I really want to talk about the type of research I've been doing, just because it's...
Into illicit drugs.
No, it's just...
Better ways to raise Kai? Are you researching parenting techniques?
No. Researching how to deal with needy friends.
Anxiety.
How to deal with...
Being bipolar.
How to deal with narcissistic best buddies. Who...
I have some good advice for you on how to deal with them.
Oh, yeah, how?
Yeah, this is what I found. If I found a friend who just gets a little too needy and narcissistic, I just cut him off. Just
I can
cold,
do that.
Cold turkey, you just walk away.
I don't really think you're needy, Josh. I do think you're a little narcissistic, but it's part of your charm.
I didn't think you were talking about me. You were talking about me?
No, of course not.
Good.
So are you in your new house?
Charmingly narcissistic. Is that like could that actually be a thing?
Could be a band. No.
I think it'd be Narcissistic Charm. Like, and up next comes Narcissistic Charm. No,
yeah,
it doesn't
in the 90s.
Good. Yeah, it doesn't.
High school. High school band.
Yeah,
like,
it'd be right there with
like,
Silverchair and Stone Temple Pilots and Narcissistic Charm. It's hard to say fast, though.
Yeah. Narcissus.
Yeah, I think they'd just be called NC. They'd shorten it.
Yeah, Narcissus is like a pharmaceutical. Or something, or a Greek god. Anyway. So.
Yeah. My house is still standing with no air conditioning. So it
why
hasn't fallen down yet. I think the unit outside needs to be cleaned, and I haven't done it yet. So it doesn't really run really well. Like, it doesn't run at all.
These are really technical terms coming from basically like an HVAC modeler and engineer.
Yes, yes.
They're highly technical terms.
Well, I could bore you with the technical terms. Like, the on-off switch keeps going on and off. So, there you go. There's some technical terms. The
work on that.
Yeah, well, the transducer flipulator is stuck in the rotisserie position. So, it causes fluctuations.
Oh, that's good. I got it.
Yeah, in your valve stem.
Good job. We can cut it there. That's great. I got the full picture.
It's really simple to fix. I just need a new flux capacitor. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Once I get that. Yeah, I don't know. I had a half a glass of wine and a really exciting news. I mean, I was really tickled when I listened. So.
It was neat.
You know,
I still am a little burned because but I'm starting to understand. You wanted me to hear. I wish you would have just said that. But like, hey, me and the podcast are mentioned on like this really well-known podcast. I'm sure you should check it out.
Yeah.
Because now I'm a little soured and I'm a little like, all right, because you did use deception.
I said. It's a must listen. How is that not a must listen? Like, you had to listen.
You listen to it? Yeah, please, please, please.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this has got to be big. You know what you're implying. It was deception by omission.
How is that not big? I'm so confused. Yes, it's got to be big, and it was big. Like, how is that not big?
It wasn't big.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
You're sounding so small fry. No big deal. We talk to these people all the time.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. No big deal. So
it was kind of cool, but
they did us a little
still
solid.
You burned a little bridge.
Yeah. They did us a small solid. So I wanted to prepay them and do them a small solid and just mention we fucked up. That's all I wanted to do.
The reason that they mentioned us is because we already did them a solid. We gave them a full half hour of content.
And that was a really good question.
The payback is, that's the reciprocal nature of it. Go ahead and mention the podcast.
That's the only time.
Because you made an ass out of yourself. What?
In their entire show, that's the only time they've ever mentioned any other shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, fact.
So do you think that, okay.
Yeah, it's not something they do. This isn't like, I didn't just fit their format.
I'm guessing that their listeners, the demographic, probably that's not something that they do either. But.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was cool.
It was cool. It was way cool. Anyway, so, and I was so excited about it. Big things are happening. I think we're a few, if I had to estimate, we're probably a few months away from taking over the world.
All right.
So, pretty soon.
Then we just got to figure out how to monetize it.
I have the paperwork drawn up.
Okay.
Yeah.
By using, sponsor?
Huh? Sponsor?
You don't even know how this works, do you?
No, I know how this works. You get clicks.
That's gonna be terrible.
You get clicks, and the more clicks you get, the more pennies they pay you. And then you get
You get enough of a listenership and then you find sponsors that you can get behind, and that kind of go along with your brand. And yes, you have a brand.
Of course, we have an amazing brand.
And if that aligns with the sponsor, then you mention them on the air. Josh is supported by James House of Noise. You know.
No, Josh's Noise Room.
Josh's Noise Room.
Yeah. Who should we... You know what I'm thinking? Here's what I'm thinking. Hear me out here. Pampers, right? I mean, I figure everyone who listens to our podcast also probably has like a newborn kid.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. I'm good with like a
newborn
feeling.
Newborn kids, newborn parents of newborns don't have a time.
No,
for
they
this
do.
Nonsense.
No, they
no,
definitely.
Josh. No.
Listen, this is our key demographic. I'm sure of it. If we had a place that listeners could write in, I would tell them to write in and tell me how right I am. But we don't. So we'll just have to keep assuming.
This is not tenable. All so many things that you've said are first. Okay. We'll work on it. Yeah, I'm feeling exacerbated. Exacerbated is not the right word. Exacerbated would be...
No, that's the right word. Exacerbated.
No, exacerbate is to make something...
To make it worse.
Yeah.
No, that's exacerbate. Exuberant? No. You're feeling exuberant. Elated. Feeling there's tickled.
Every word you say fills me with a little more darkness.
Do I tickle you?
Oh, God.
Do I tickle you?
I'm going to murder somebody.
No, just say yes or no. Do I tickle you?
No, not right now.
None at all. No tickle?
Well, I guess a little.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You just made it so weird.
I did. I admit that.
All right.
No, thanks. Cool. Well, I probably should go clean my bathroom. It's really messy.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Been fun.
Yep, totally. I'm gonna go clean the bathroom. You have a good one.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye. You know, man.